views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Welcome to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and we have a great show for you today, because we talk about a topic that is not only dear to my heart, but it's a very important topic because it is about self-healing, the keys to self-healing. And isn't self-healing the ultimate self-empowerment? If we are able to approach any kind of dis-ease or illness with a confidence and with that understanding that we have the abilities and we have the potential inside of us to heal ourselves, wouldn't that free us from a lot of the anxiety and insecurity we are having when we go to the doctors, or when we are waiting for some kind of a diagnosis, or when we are hoping that some kind of medication will work? Now, many of you know that I started out as a physician, specializing in cardiology. My parents were doctors. My older sister became a doctor, so it was pretty much a given that I also would go to medical school, although at that time, I wasn't really that into it. I wanted to become either a chef or an actor, but nothing really of that worked out. And if you now ask my wife about how my cooking is, she would probably say it's good that you didn't become a chef. But I went to medical school and reminded myself often during that time there of what I had seen with my parents. Because my parents were more like the old style doctors, countryside doctors who did still visits at the homes of the patients somewhere in the Black Forest. They still got paid with ham and eggs. And it was just really a very, you know, familial relationship that the patients had with the doctor. And what I noticed with how they treated their patients were that they always took them very serious, but not serious like with a frown on their face, but serious with being able to listen, to get to know what's really going on, to see not just the symptoms, but really what's behind it, and understand also more that, well, there is some maybe stuff going on at work or with a family, or there is maybe something that has been changing in their lives that could be at the root of the physical stuff that they were dealing with. And I also heard my father often say that ultimately it's not the doctor or the medication that does the healing, it's the patient that does the healing. And this is why my father and my mother were both into homeopathy. Now, in the US, homeopathy is not that well or often practiced. And I know a lot of people are just shaking their head about the idea how something might work, but it does. And, you know, for the 35 years my parents have been practicing, they more and more got into the efficiency or the efficacy, no, what do you call this? In the efficiency of of homeopathy, just to really believe that there is something that we need to do in order to nudge the physical body in order to be able to heal that dis-ease. And sometimes they even got further than that. They really used the placebo effect in order to heal. I remember that very well, where often kids came to their practice and the kids had little warts on their feet and their hands. And my parents always pulled out that big bottle with this colorful fluid and just took a little bit of that into smaller vials with a brush. And they told with that seriousness in their voice, well, every day, twice a day, in the morning when you get up and when you go to bed, you are taking that brush and you're brushing over that wart 3-4 times. And then if after a few weeks, it's going to go away. Well, lo and behold, the success rate was very high. And I was wondering, when I had my own wart, so what can I do? And of course, I got the same vial, the same speech and the same brush. And I asked, so what's in that? What is that colorful fluid? And you know, they smilingly admitted to me that it was just watercolor. And it looked great. It looked magical. But what really does the healing is the belief that it will heal. Just telling the body, okay, this is what makes the trick. This is what makes those warts go away. And this is exactly what happened. So there was something that I really learned about my parents, which made me believe that we as doctors have to empower patients. Now, when I became a physician and worked in a big university hospital and saw the day-to-day life there, it was quite different because pretty much we had only 10, 15 minutes per patient. And it was more like going through a treatment plan, a system. It was almost like conveyor belt medicine. And for me, it was quite frustrating because there wasn't really enough space and time to talk to people, to learn to know them better, to understand more their background and their challenges with their illness and what happened before. So after years of being in that machine, I decided I had to take a break and I went into research and started my research in molecular biology and loved so much this different perspective on the body and on the cells, and really learn to know that what medicine didn't tell us, which is that each and every cell of us has an enormous potential to change, to adapt, to heal. You know, in medical school, I learned more about the shortcomings of the body and what's wrong with us. And in research, I learned more about that we still don't know how powerful we are. And we still, as researchers, are scratching our heads about how the most simple mechanisms are really working because they are so complicated and complex, but at the same time working in such beautiful harmony. It is mind-blowing. So there is a lot of potential inside of us, and there is a lot of just research that needs to be done to understand how we can harness this potential. I did research on the cell suicide, apoptosis, it's called. And basically, every day in us, there are billions of cells that are, you know, you could call commit suicide in order to make room for healthy, fresh, new cells. But all of this is done in such a beautiful way that the homeostasis, that this very delicate balance in our organs, in our system, is maintained. And for me, it was just the question, what is that consciousness that holds these trillions of cells together? How come that every cell knows its job, knows its place, knows when it's time to go, when it's time to replicate, when it's time to repair itself? There must be an intelligence inside of us, a wisdom that somehow we need a way, we need to find a way to access. So that we can really be more in charge of our own healing, that we can stimulate that innate potential, and that we also see more that it can't just be the enemy that attacks us or something to fight with anything we can, even if it costs us our own health and well-being, but seeing illness maybe more as a part of the system, a part, an integral component of this powerful organic system, which is our body and ultimately the entirety of who we are. And this has evolved, obviously, through hundreds of thousands of years. So there is some meaning behind it. There is some intelligence behind it. And And have we just forgotten to tap into this intelligence? Have we just forgotten to trust our bodies and to believe in that innate healing power that we all have? Now, today, I have a very special guest invited. It's a good friend who I know since probably almost 15 years. He is not only one of the most creative people I know, but he is also a world-renowned expert on self-healing. His name is Johannes Fisslinger. He is the founder of MetaHealth University. He wrote several books on MetaHealth, and we'll talk more about what that means. He is a leader and master trainer in the organ-mind-brain-lifestyle connection and the art and science of self-healing, and he's also the founder of something very exciting that has its launch day today. Well, how amazing synergistically is that? And it's called Lifestyle Prescriptions TV. And in a moment after the break, we will bring on Johannes and he can share everything that he has learned and know and teaches about self-healing and also what Lifestyle Prescription TV is all about. So stay tuned and we will write back.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I'm your host, Dr. Friedman. Welcome back. And today we talk about self-healing. Now, if you have been dealing with healing, if you have been struggling with some chronic health issues, if you have been wondering, what can I do to take my healing more into my hands and not just feel like I'm pushed around from doctor to doctor, or practitioner to practitioner, how can I be more an active participant? Call us with any questions, 888-418-6890. Again, 888-418-6890. Or just ask a question on the chat box at Transformation Talk Radio and we will answer it. So as I said before the break, I have a very special guest and friend here. It's Johannes Fisslinger. And welcome, Johannes, for being and thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Well, Friedman, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, you can tell that Johannes also is German. We both have the German accent. So,
yes,
you know, someone told me once that the German accent is very hypnotic. So if you all going to go into a hypnotic trance now because you have two Germans talking on the radio, just stop driving right now.
Well, maybe let's wake everybody up, you know, and ask him a question, for example, you know, because I thank you so much, Friedman, and your intro was so good because I think you represent this new, I'm calling it the new breed of health professionals, doctors that really are, you know, brave and go beyond the traditional model and are like the leaders in shaping a new healthcare paradigm, which I think we all need, you know.
Well, and you bring a lot of these healthcare practitioners and doctors together with MetaHealth and your MetaHealth University. Now, tell us a little bit, what is MetaHealth all about?
Well, basically, meta means above. So it's a way to look at our body-mind, at our body-mind social connection, actually, from a big picture point of view, because we're so used to going into detail, into a cell and look only at symptoms, treat symptoms, and then we kind of get lost and don't see the big picture. So it's meta health is also about the art and science of self-healing, because there is a very specific process that is a self-healing process that is constantly going on in our body. And once we understand that process, you know, it's amazing how the fear we have about symptoms disappears. You know, suddenly we understand actually what's happening. Because I think a big part is about belief, right? Beliefs are so powerful. And if we have a belief that the back pain I have, the eczema I have, the allergy I have, the cancer I have is something horrible happening to me, something is wrong with my body, then I will act accordingly, right? I might say, well, let's fight it. Let's get rid of it. But if I understand and know, well, actually, my body is reacting to different inputs, different triggers, specifically to stress, and actually very specific stress trigger. I think that's the new science of self-healing, that we understand that everything that happens in our body, I'm talking about physical, emotional, or mental symptoms, is triggered by very specific stress triggers, life situation, traumas, by emotions, specific emotions, by certain beliefs and social situations. So you mentioned that before, there's actually an organ, mind, brain, lifestyle, social connection, you know, however specific you want to get. Mm-hmm. And the key is really this. There is no randomness. It's very specific. Our body doesn't do crazy things, you know. So if we have a symptom that we experience, well, our body, or specifically an organ in our body, goes through a process of stress and repair.
Right.
It's a than Chinese medicine. We know that. It's just with MetaHealth, we are way more specific than that. And we can give more examples in a minute.
Now, you know, I completely subscribe to this notion, and that, you know, in some ways you could say, well, it's still in some ways a theory because it hasn't been fully proven. But I think there is actually so much evidence, and there is this Dr. Hammer who started just thinking in those terms a long time ago. But see, the problem is sometimes that when you are talking with people that have been dealing with their illness and that have been chronically ill or struggling with cancer, often they feel almost as if they are to be blamed for their illness. They're feeling like, well, okay, now you're telling me it's my fault. And if I would have done this differently, I wouldn't get sick. What would you respond to that?
Well, nobody, none of us, you know, consciously said, I'm going to have back pain now, right?
Right.
You know, it's not a conscious process. So there's nothing, you know, there's nobody to blame. It's nobody's fault from their perspective. But from a transformational self-healing perspective, you know, there is, I mean, even in lifestyle medicine, we know our lifestyle has a powerful effect on our body, right? And so in MetaHealth, we just go a little bit further where we say, well, it's not just generic lifestyle like our diet, if we eat well or if we exercise, you know, and if we have a lot of stress in our life, that's very generic. And even that, if we shift that, it works and people heal. But if we know specifically what that stress is, you know, we can do something about it. It's like what your show says, you know, it's totally about empowerment. And that is really what we have to do. You know, it's not about blaming. You know, nobody should or will blame anyone, but the moment we know what is triggering a certain symptom, the moment we know what kind of emotion, what kind of life situation is triggering a symptom, you know, we can do something about it. It's total empowerment, and we can step into that empowerment and make changes. And as you said, I think your parents are a typical example, right? Mm-hmm. Where they actually listen to the life story of the clients, of the patients, and then say, wow, you know, if somebody's intuitive, we realize what actually is going on in a person's life and, you know, what they can do. And lifestyle prescriptions are exactly about that, that we bring our patients as health professionals into empowerment. Mm. Because the moment we know, you know, for example, like a good example you said in your practice, and that's actually why I started lifestyle prescriptions, because I felt that 95% of health professionals right now don't have the time. They're not set up in their work to integrate a more the mind-body connection or MetaHealth in their work because they just don't have the time. Right. You have a minute, you have a couple minutes, you know, you have a certain structure. But with lifestyle prescriptions, we can integrate it very easily. Because if you've just a minute, if somebody goes to a doctor has so much authority, so much wisdom and knowledge, and so people trust their advice. So a doctor that spends 1 minute with a client, gives a lifestyle prescription, which could be a subtle lifestyle change. It could be something that is very minor, a small win that the client's going to get. It has powerful effect. And to me, that is how we change healthcare away from plainly or only disease management, which we really still have. You know, 90% of the healthcare system is all about managing disease and trying to do the best we can. And every health professional, I think, has that, you know, goal. But I think we have to change the structure of our healthcare system where we integrate lifestyle medicine, integrative medicine, or this art and science of self-healing, as we call it. And to me, lifestyle prescriptions is the process. Because remember, everybody's so used to getting a prescription, right?
Right.
All right, everyone, you're listening to Empowerment Radio. We're going to take a short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back, and we're going to skip all the other breaks and go right back into the topic of self-healing. I'm Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and with my special guest today, Johannes Fisslinger. And we just talked about life prescription and how important it is to just change little things about our lifestyle in order to not just manage the body, but really also promote health and well-being and healing. And you know what you said before, Johannes, that we are not consciously choosing to be ill. I think that's really important, because I remember yes. many cases of people I worked with, and one of them was really interesting, because she came with the autoimmune disease called Crohn's disease, which is basically an inflammation of the bowel, the digestive system, and we started working together, and she said that the onset of that illness happened at the day of her wedding. And so, you know, that is certainly something where you get a little bit curious about, why does a body respond to something, you know, like a happy event, like a wedding? It's a kind of a physical problem. And
well, Friedemann, this is such a beautiful example. So thank you for bringing that up, because, see, that's exactly the point. If we have this, right, and we say, well, how can getting married cause that symptom? And so we start to worry. We start to try to solve it. We don't understand what's going on. And it adds to the symptoms, you know, like a mental, emotional level that even amplifies the symptoms. So the new way, the new perspective, the self-healing perspective is so empowering. For example, if you know that Crohn's disease and inflammation of the intestinal tract is part of a regeneration phase.
Mm-hmm.
It turns everything around and obviously we would have to go into the, you know, proper analysis of the situation, but I've heard similar stories so many times. You know, the Crohn's disease, the inflammation, just before it started, there was we're calling it a regeneration trigger.
Mm-hmm.
An event that actually was positive, that took some stress away in our life, that mm-hmm. was pleasant. And it's almost like we had before that, we had a weight on our shoulders, we had stress, we had to mm-hmm. deal with something, conflictive situations, emotions, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That stress is gone. That weight that was, you know, that chunk, we're calling it a chunk that we had carried around for a long time in our gut, suddenly disappeared, and the gut says, oh, thank you. Now, finally, I can repair and regenerate. And the inflammation is just a process that is very normal in many tissues, that as part of our tissue repairing and regenerating, we have an inflammatory response. In most cases, it doesn't stay. It's just a few days, a week or two maybe, and then it disappears. Our body goes through this repair process and then heals completely. Now, only if it stays chronic, which means we re-triggered into stress again and again, that is when it becomes a long, ongoing chronic process.
Well, and I think that's exactly the issue that, you know, especially with autoimmune diseases often occurs. Now, in the case of that client, years after that event of the marriage, she still was dealing with Crohn's disease. And, you know, what basically happens, to make a long story short, she went from doctor to doctor, and finally she worked on really that more deeper root cause. And it turned out that she was always, and especially also at that wedding, doubting her decision to marry this man. And when she finally decided to leave this marriage and, you know, end this relationship, she completely healed. So there is definitely something, like you mentioned, about the inner conflict, the conflict with yourself, the conflict with your lifestyle, with your environment, with your decisions, that can also then get transferred or shown in your physical body.
Well, and I think that's the key, you know, where self-healing really is important to consider for everyone, you know, for health professionals and for any of us that have symptoms. Looking at it from, as you mentioned already, the body's healing intelligence. There is like this intelligence within us. Once we realize it, once we connect with it, once we know that it's not random, we can go into the root cause. Like it's like, you know, we're not just going to mop up the floor ongoing, right, and wondering what's going on, but we look up and say, what is actually causing this? And we notice the faucet being on, mm-hmm. right? So we turn mm-hmm. off the faucet instead of only focusing on the symptom and mopping up the floor. And I think that is something that we all in healthcare, this new consciousness is coming in. I mean, you see it everywhere.
Right.
And that is what we want to participate in and support, you know, that with lifestyle prescriptions and mental health, it gives the tools, gives health professionals the tools to really have very precise diagnosis, analysis, know exactly what is going on in terms of what's triggering that process.
Now, we have a caller, Christine from Seattle, and why don't we bring her on, Justin?
All right, caller Christine, you're on the air.
Hi, Christine.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Schauf, and thank you for your wonderful show. It really has done a world of good for me.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I want to thank your parents for raising a great son. Well, you know, they did put the work in. So I wanted to comment on your earlier, what you were saying earlier, what you both were discussing about this blame thing. I wanted to say that hit very close to home because as I've been diagnosed with diabetes this year, what I noticed in the world is when I would say things at restaurants like, oh, you know, does it have this? You know, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm a diabetic. And so, and I would get this judgment from people. And like, you know, I'm overweight and like, you really need, I had a couple of people at one at a yoga studio that said, yeah, and they'd look me up and down and go, you really need to get a hold on that. What I'm thinking is what happens is that people have this self-judgment about, you know, what happens with them and their health and things like that. So I know it wasn't personal. I know it's definitely like just reflection stuff. But what I wanted to say is that you always hear about diabetes or high blood pressure or high cholesterol. You always hear, oh, it's the silent killer. And what I have to say about that is it's the silent killer because people are full of self-blame sometimes and they don't talk about it. When we are silent about what's going on with us because we feel, you know, responsible for the mistakes we've made, or actually, I don't want to say responsible. What I do want to say is blame or ashamed of it.
She gone?
This
oh, no, here she is. You're back.
For us to look at it.
We just lost you after you said it's right. And you just said the silent killer because you don't speak and you don't express and you kind of go into hiding. Is that what you said? Because you were breaking up for a second.
Yeah, and I think we don't speak up. And the other thing is I don't, you know, when AIDS first came on the scene, you know, I remember when that happened in, you know, the early 80s, at least that's when I became aware of it. What did we have? Silence equals death, because people would not talk about what was happening because there was such a stigma. The other thing that I think that happens is I feel like there are a score of spiritual and nutritional police. Like, you know, well, you should eat this way. You shouldn't eat that way. You shouldn't. And that it just sort of, I think, eliminates all the middle road, all the small stepping stones of what you can do, what you can be curious about how you can affect your own health and how you can affect your own anxiety, you know, by actually feeling freed up to be inquisitive about what's happening with yourself, to understand that it's happening, whatever is happening with your health and whatever's happening with your mental health is there for you to unpack and become closer to your design and closer to who you really are to be on this planet. It's not there to beat you down and be like, you're a bad person because you did these things and obviously that you deserve this.
And so I love it.
Make a comment that really lightened up my day that you guys were talking about that.
Oh, you were, you know, thank you so much for sharing, because you're so right that unfortunately, as soon as we are dealing with some kind of an illness, we are already seeing ourselves as less than. Then there is all the pointed fingers and the judgment around it. And, you know, I wonder with you, do you feel like that you're, it's a challenge to deal with diabetes, but do you feel like it's a teacher for you? Are you embracing it as such?
Well, you know, I'm actually really grateful because, you know, I used to be this kid that was like, look how they can eat and they don't gain weight and look what they can do and nothing happens to them. And I was very resentful about it. And what's happening with me now is I've had so many amazing conversations with people where I'm able to share with them what works for me and not in that resentful mode, but in that kind of like, yeah, and this works for me. And what I'm noticing is that nobody is really designed to eat the way that I was eating or live the way that I was living. Nobody was really designed to. Nobody's really designed to do that. But what happens is it shows up on some people faster. And so I feel as though I could look at myself like I am, you know, there's something wrong with me. Why can't I be healthy enough to smoke? Why can't I be healthy enough to drink high fructose corn syrup? Why can't? And that's such a crazy kind of way to look at it. But once you start actually looking at this as a blessing, not that everybody has to have diabetes, but if you look at it like a doorway to your blessings, you actually see like how everyone was, or at least myself, how I'm intended to live and what my design is really about and how much better I feel living close to that design and how I can just have conversations with people about how I can be helpful for others, not in that sort of getting in their business way, but when they ask me questions, because I am doing so well now and getting better and better, that it just, it's such a great conversation to be having instead of trying to keep up with the nutritional, the spiritual, and the sort of off Joneses that we do. You know,
right.
In that way.
Now, one of the things that I want to ask Johannes, because I hope you're open for it, Christine, because Johannes has been specializing in this meta health, and meta health, I know, has almost like a map of illnesses where they can often pinpoint down through, okay, these are the symptoms, what is the root cause? And often it's just very accurate. So what does meta health, Johannes, say about diabetes?
Well, first of all, I want to say about awareness. I think what Christine was saying, it's really this awareness process, I think, which is the first thing that is really important. You know, becoming aware of what's going on in our bodies, seeing our symptoms as teachers, as feedback, and then, you know, really trusting our own intelligence. And I totally agree with Christine, you know, that there's such an information overload that, you know, we should do this, we should do that. I mean, just look at diet. I mean, there is high protein, high fat, low fat. I mean, what are you going to do, right? At the end, it comes down to us. Everyone individually has to make the decision.
Right.
And it's very simple. We have the tools, we know what needs to be done to really improve our health, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now, in terms of diabetes, like, you know, every health issue is somewhat complex, right? Especially with diabetes. There's not just one factor. So nutrition is definitely one. But, you know, the mental health perspective or self-healing perspective is about biology. Just think, everybody think for a second. Why do we have the pancreas? Why do we have the digestive system? This is a question I'd like everyone to ask. If you just know what's the function of an organ that we received so graciously. Well, and, you know, with the stomach, for example, it's digesting, right? We're digesting food, but we're also digesting emotions, life situations. With the eyes, we see, you know, and if we experience something that stresses or puts tension on the seeing in our life, not wanting to see something, to be fearful about seeing something, then the eye is going to be affected. Hearing, you know, all these different wonderful organs that we have, they're not just physically, they have a physical function, but they have an emotional, mental biology. It's all about biology.
Right.
And so with the alpha beta cells, which kind of handle the sugar, glucose and sugar insulin balance in our body, usually what we noticed, food is one component, but there's usually this kind of, think about a cat where, you know, it's like, you know, you have the hair go up and we kind of resisting or are disgusted about something. And so if we have that kind of feeling, often that is affecting the pancreas, the alpha beta cells, and just increases the activity, the stress. Now, this is not a problem, right? Because basically what diabetes is, if you translate it into a more positive, empowering terminology, it just means an imbalance in the blood sugar levels.
Right.
Diabetes, I think, is very difficult to cure. But an imbalance of the blood sugar level, we can do something about it, right? We can, you know, change our diet, and that was lifestyle prescriptions would be about, right? Well, let's start maybe no sodas anymore. You know, that's what do you think is what you can do and actually you're going to do? Because the biggest problem is people kind of know what they should do, but they just don't do it. So we can work on diets.
I think also it's a situation of what's available. You know, what is available to me that I can utilize? When, you know, Dr. Shaw, when you were saying things about the placebo effect, you know, I find that as I move along, the things that I'm using, going, oh, I can use this and it helps me, and I can use that and it can help me. But before, I wasn't looking at those things. I didn't have any belief that anything could help me, so nothing did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to be curious.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Christine, I think one of the things that is really wonderful about you is that you are embracing this as an opportunity and that you're also realizing, well, maybe there is, you know, my body speaking to me through the symptoms. Maybe there is something that also was out of balance with me, and not only about food, but also maybe the way you have been dealing with yourself or nurturing yourself or feeling like, you know, you're different than others. And now through being able to share what you know and to be helpful to others, there may be also a better understanding of yourself, a better, you know, feeling of integration in life than before. And what one of the things about diabetes that I've found fascinating in many of my patients is that they are talking about also that their life before was, you know, a little bit hard and not necessarily, you know, there was not a lot of sweetness in their life. It was more harsh. And you know, not only food was a way of comforting, but it was also something they just felt, you know, almost isolated or disconnected. And like you, when they were able to embrace that that challenge, that physical symptom is something that teaches them to go back on a way where they do feel more balance or more sweetness for themselves. Or sometimes it just comes to also finding appreciation for who you are and ultimately love for who you are. All of those things can be incredibly powerful on the way to self-healing. When you're not fighting yourself, when you're not seeing your body as the one that betrayed you or the enemy that you have to really struggle with, but when you are seeing this all as this wholeness that you want to, you know, really just get back into a place of balance and harmony with, then healing is just, you know, ultimately a natural part of the personal growth and not something that is about, oh, let's get it over with and then move on with life exactly how we were before we got ill. Because I think that is also, as you say, that's not necessarily the option to say, well, I was ill and now I want to just go back to where it came from. I think you see how you grow and how you evolve and how you become a different person through that, what you were dealing with. Would you agree with that?
And also that the illness actually takes up the room that could be available for the things that actually balance you out. And I think that the gut being the second brain, once you deal with that, a lot of the anxiety that you know that we talk about starts to subside, not because you're eliminating it, but because it has no room.
I see. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you so much for your show, Dr. Schaub. It's fabulous. And I appreciate both of you today and blessings to you both.
Thank you very much and blessings to you.
Thank you, Christine, so much.
All the very best to you on your journey. And now, Johannes, I wanted to ask you about, again, this Lifestyle Medicine TV, because this is the launching date and it's called lifestyleprescriptions.tv. I invite anyone and everyone to go there because I just had a peek and there are fabulous people on it, people that really know a lot about lifestyle. What can you tell about that?
Well, first of all, it's an online destination where there's 500 plus videos about lifestyle medicine and self-healing experts, you being one of them, being featured on lifestyleprescriptions.tv. And it's also an access point where, you know, you can have live classes about self-healing, about what's the root cause of a health issue. You can chat with a lifestyle prescription provider. You can have an extra complimentary lifestyle prescription consultation with someone. There is also training for health professionals to write or to use health lifestyle prescriptions in their practice. So there's a lot of things, and it's a destination where people say, wow, it's wonderful, because there's Dean Ornish, there is Bruce Lipton, there is Gary Craig with EFT, I mean, Bernie Siegel, I mean, an amazing amount of experts. And the nice thing is it's handpicked. The biggest problem now, you go to the internet, you find so much information, it's totally overload, and you don't know anymore what is real, what is not. And lifestyleprescription.tv is handpicked. It's very specific answers to health issues. And, you know, I recommend everybody to just check it out. 7 days for free. So you just can go check it out and, you know, see how you like it.
What a great service. And, you know, what I love about this this concept is also that it's educational. Because ultimately, you know, when we think about it, we can learn a lot about ourselves by using those techniques and using these lifestyle suggestions. And I personally have certainly in the last 10 years learned a lot about myself by listening to what works for other people. Now, this is something that as I think Christine also mentioned, you cannot necessarily take everything on for yourself, because ultimately you drive yourself crazy because there is just too much that people are offering. But when you go to lifestyle prescription TV and you're just looking at what's available, you just also feel drawn to a message. You feel drawn to a specific expert, and then you can just gain more information about it. And keep in mind, what we talked about today is about self-healing. And self-healing is ultimately about coming back to your wholeness. And everything that we can do with our lifestyle, with our thinking, with our approach to anxiety, with our nutrition, everything that we feel like can resolve the inner conflicts that we may be dealing with and bring us back to a place of inner peace and harmony with ourselves will help us to stay healthy. Or if you are struggling with a physical challenge, it will accelerate the process of healing. So just check it out, lifestyle TV, lifestyleprescriptions.tv,
yes.
Thank you very much. And if you want to know more about the work I'm offering, just go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. Finding there, you can find a lot of information about how to overcome and outgrow your anxiety. It's already over. I don't know how it happened, but the hour is done. Thank you so much, Johannes, for being on the show. I'm sure we will have you again on the show soon, because there is so much to talk about and discuss. And good luck for the launch of Lifestyle Prescriptions TV. And thanks, Justin, for being a great producer again. And until next time, we'll talk again in about 2 weeks.
Thank you, Freedom. I really appreciate it, and see you very soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.